Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. I got Emory on the line. He's the owner of J&M Inc. Can use $15,000 for equipment for his truck.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Emory.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. Let me just verify some information first, then I can answer any questions you might have, all right? What is your...
Okay.
Good. What is the legal name of the business?
It's J&ERM, Inc.
Okay.
That's my son, Jeffrey, and me, Emory Robert Messer.
All right, perfect. And you are the 100% owner?
No, I'm 90, Jeffrey is 10.
Okay. And real quick, your gross annual sales. How much did you do in sales last year?
I don't know. I'd have to look at my tax stuff, each stuff, but we do somewhere around $15,000 a month.
$15,000 a month, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so about 180. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and you're looking for a $15,000 to use towards a truck. Am I correct?
Well, I don't need that much for the truck, but if I could get the $15,000, I could use it for more dumpsters.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay, so you are looking for a truck and also some capital, I guess?
No, I have two trucks.
Okay,
but
so
one of them broke.
Ah, okay.
Don't cost about $3,000 to fix it.
Okay. And then you're looking for the 15. So what would you use the 15 for? I mean, for more dumpsters?
Yes.
Okay.
We have roll-off dumpsters, and we got people begging for them and can't get to them.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just like normal roll-off dumpsters? All right. How many are you trying to get?
Well, whatever I can have left after I fix my truck.
Ah, okay. I gotcha.
6, 8, 10.
Okay, okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
I have personally been in business about 30 years. This business is 5 or 6 years old.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Well,
you know.
Maybe. Okay.
Well, that's good. Have you ever worked with, like a working capital loan before or anything?
No.
Okay. The nice thing is that it's unsecured cash. It goes directly into your account, so that's really nice. Do you have a deadline? Do you need it by a certain time or anything like that?
No. No, I don't do deadlines.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let's see. Now, the way I usually always work, especially here at the Bank of Cardiff, is I get you guys qualified for the most amount and for the longest term. So
okay.
That way, and we can work
okay.
back from there. So that's the best way. So even if you get a little bit approved for a little bit more and you want to maybe take just a little bit more, I mean, that's totally up to you. So that's a really nice thing. Now, how would you rate your credit? What do you think your credit's about?
Well, I don't know. I've never not paid anybody in my life.
Okay. You have never had any credit cards or anything like that?
I have a, no.
Okay.
Ever had any? I've had credit cards, yes.
Okay. So you Okay. That's fine. We work with, credit tiers A to D, and credit's not a huge factor. I mean, we do take a look at it, but when it comes to capital, it doesn't matter. Now, have you gone to your local bank or anything like that?
Have I? I don't need money. It's just, I don't normally need money.
Okay.
But it's just, right now it would be convenient to buy a few more dumpsters and get my truck fixed.
Perfect. What kind of truck do you have? I'm just curious.
I got two. I got a 08 F-350 and I got a 12 450 we used to pull the dumpsters with.
Oh, right on. How big are these dumpsters? Are they pretty big? Are they like the normal dumpsters that you see everywhere?
It's small. They're 12 foot long, 6 foot wide, about 4 foot deep. Good for roof tear-offs and remodeling and that sort of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's pretty much just for like residential who are like doing remodels or construction companies pretty much?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. How did you get into the business? Just curious.
It was an accident. I used to be in construction. It was, to be honest with you. I was in construction. And I found this little dumpster to haul away trash, and it grew into a big business.
Wow, that's great. That's
basically
fantastic.
The first one I got was about, it was just strictly for myself.
Okay. That's awesome.
And then it grew into a good business.
Well, there you go. That's the best way to do it. So you're looking to expand it all?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Are you looking to expand? Are you going to, like, hire some new people, do some advertising?
No, I don't need to advertise. I can't even hire these things.
Really?
I just need some more.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. How many? You said the dumpsters are about 3,000.
I could use five more today.
Okay.
That I have.
Okay. Now you said they're 3,000 a piece, correct?
Well, there's some used ones available. They cost about $2,300, I think my son said. The last ones we bought was about $2,300.
Okay. Okay. And how much? What's your return on that? So, like, let's say one dumpster. I mean, how much do you rent it out for? Do you have a pretty good return on it, or?
We get $150. Yes, I think it's a good return.
Yeah, $150, like per day or per hour, or.
No, that's for we give them the dumpster, they fill it up, and we dump it for $150.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. And you do that a couple
sometimes
times.
Sometimes they turn over. Sometimes they turn over like immediately, and sometimes they keep them a week.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So that's pretty good then.
We have an account with Ambassador Services who bring ships into the port. Normally we drive over there, they throw their trash in the dumpster, and we go dump it. 2-3 hours.
Nice, there you go.
Take care of that. That's one of the good, better ones.
Yeah. Since I know you're trying to expand, I mean, have you ever thought about bringing on another truck?
No. Then okay. I have to hire an employee, and I've been down that road. I don't really want another employee.
Okay, I understand. The only reason I really bring that up is because we do equipment financing as well. So if you ever were in the market for any kind of equipment, you know, we could do that as well. So that's just another option that we have. Okay. Well, Emery, you know, since for everything that you've told me so far, it looks pretty good. You know, I would be more than happy to help you out and seeing what you get qualified for. If that's okay with you, you know, I can send you an email. It would have my contact information on there. Go ahead.
The only thing I need to know is your interest rate.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, because you have never worked with working capital, I can tell you a little bit about that. What that is because it's unsecured cash, it gets directly deposited in your account. It is, not collateralized. So that's the nice thing about it. Now, That being said, what it is it's a fixed payback rate. So you know exactly how much you're paying back. It's not really set up on an APR that everybody's used to. So it depends. Like, let's say this is just an example. Let's say somebody took out $1,000 and they pay back $1,500. So it's a cost of funds. That's pretty much what it is. It's a fixed payback. It's not really an annual percentage rate. Does that make sense at all to you?
Well, you say they took $1,000 and paid back $1,500?
Well, that's just an example. I mean, you know, it could be $1,000 and they paid back
$1,100.
Okay,
well, that looks like about... Okay.
It just, it really...
I with that. That's 10% at least.
Yeah, I mean, it really all depends on what you get qualified for. Now, that's what I'm here for. Like I said, I'm going to try to get you qualified for the best program available. That's what I always do. So,
okay,
so that's what I'm going to do. Get you qualified for the best program out there that we have, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Okay, and what would be a good email for you?
Let me let you...
Hello?
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 Hello? Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Hello?
Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have a delay.
Well, at this particular spot, and usually my phone don't work here.
That's okay. What's
at
a good
this
phone
one particular spot?
What's a good phone number just in case we get disconnected?
No.
Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
What is... Hello?
Hi, yeah. What's a good phone number, just in case...
I'm here.
Connected?
My phone number?
Yes.
321-863-9148.
Okay. Now, what's a good email for you?
Just a minute. Mr. Drywall at Yahoo.
Mr. Drywall at Yahoo.
Did you get that? Yes.
Okay.
I'll get that. Wait a minute. Okay.
Perfect. So I will send you an email. Cool. It'll have a short list of things on there.
Okay.
And get that paperwork back to me, and let's see what we can get qualified for.
Okay.
All right, Emery. You have a wonderful day, and I'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.